Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande.
And I'm Jonga Kandemire.
Here are our top stories this evening.
The World Food Programme says there is a dramatic improvement in the food situation in Zimbabwe this year compared to the same period last year when 2.2 million were facing hunger.
The food security situation in Zimbabwe, I must say, has improved. I would even say has dramatically improved since last year compared to the situation a year ago.
A breakaway faction within the MDCT calling itself the Renewal Team insists that Morgan Tsvangirai has been expelled from the party despite a high court interdict stopping the action.
Mr. Tsvangirai has been expelled, and Love Momoyo have been expelled from the MDC. They were expelled on Friday when they didn't turn up for the tribunal hearing when they had been informed all along.
And four Bulawayo Agenda officials arrested for contravening some provisions of the country's tough security laws have been released amid growing concern over the continued use of the dreaded Public Order and Security Act.
The law, as we speak, the Public Order and Security Act is an act that is still there. And there is a lot that still, of course, needs to be done in terms of aligning the laws to the new constitution.
World Food Programme Country Director Sori Wan says there is a dramatic improvement in the food situation in the country compared to the same period last year when 2.2 million people were facing hunger. Wan, who has been in the country for a year now, says WFP managed to reach 1 million people who were considered highly food insecure. He says they've received reports that following a good rain season, the harvest is much better this year and there will certainly be less people affected by hunger. A detailed report on the food situation from a research carried out by the government and WFP is expected to be released sometime this week. Studio 7 speaks to Wani on the food situation in Zimbabwe.
The food security situation in Zimbabwe, I must say, has improved. I would even say has dramatically improved since last year compared to the situation a year ago. Because, as you rightly mentioned, I arrived in the country a year ago, and the beginning in Zimbabwe was rather hectic with very bad food security situation.
What programs is WFP carrying out now?
Basically, what we want is to get away from free food distribution to people, to food insecure people, because we are of the view that this is not going to help them, you know, to sort of bounce back from poverty and food insecurity. Instead, we want to place more emphasis on resilience building and asset creation. We want people to come together to work on the creation of productive assets that make them less vulnerable to future shocks. So that's what we have in the country. The second pillar, important pillar of our program is on nutrition. We have some people who are malnourished and also those affected by HIV and tuberculosis receiving food assistance to improve their nutritional status. So these two pillars, asset creation and nutrition interventions, are the strategic shift WFP wants to make in the country.
What is the biggest challenge you are currently facing?
Well, the biggest challenge is funding. Funding is very important, and I usually tell my colleagues that we have a vision in Zimbabwe, a good vision to assist the people, you know, and lift them out of poverty. But if we don't have funding, you know, to translate this vision into reality, it becomes a hallucination. So funding is the biggest challenge that we have in the country.
That was World Food Programme Country Director Sori Wan in Harare with Studio 7.